The quality of early childhood education in the U.S. is uneven and mediocre. That's one of the key findings of a study released today by the journal Education Week. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the report comes at a time when demand for preschool and childcare programs is skyrocketing.
Here's the question the study posed. What are states doing to provide working parents and their children safe, affordable, and educationally sound preschool programs? Not nearly enough, says Virginia Edwards, editor and publisher of Education Week.
The onus really does fall to the parents to have to figure out how to pay for, monitor the quality of these programs. It really leaves them without too much help from the state in many circumstances.
I love you.
60% of children under 5 years old attend some type of child care in this country. This is St. Albans Daycare in Washington, D.C. It costs Barbara Terman $800 a month to have her four-year-old daughter here. That's three times what Terman paid in other places she's lived. But that's what quality programs around here cost, says Terman.
They're just so loving towards the children, and I really want that for her. But I also am thrilled that she's being encouraged to practice her writing and get herself ready for kindergarten, so she kind of has a jump up when she gets there.
As today's report points out, quality programs aren't just expensive, they're hard to find. States have been slow to adopt minimum standards for child care programs, so there's little or no scrutiny of facilities or child care workers. In 30 states, people who care for preschoolers are not required to receive training. 20 states and the District of Columbia require a bachelor's degree, but even so, says Edwards, qualified people are hard to find because the pay is so low.
As a nation, the United States pays as much to parking lot attendants and dry cleaning workers as it does to early childhood educators.
$15,400 a year, that's the average pay for child care workers, according to Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. Edwards says the growing concern over early childhood education is due in part to the school reform movement. A growing number of states, for example, are screening children before they begin kindergarten. That means the task of preparing children academically has shifted to preschool programs. Not all parents like this trend, but Edwards says the research shows that an academic focus early on pays off.
Also, there's a whole other body of research that's longer term that shows that children who had such high-quality experiences are less likely to drop out of school. They're less likely to repeat grades or need special education down the road or even get into trouble with the law.
This is especially true among so-called at-risk low-income children. And yet, only 26 states target child care services to low-income families. The District of Columbia, Georgia, New York, and Oklahoma, meanwhile, have plans to provide pre-kindergarten programs for all four-year-olds, regardless of income. In the midst of a recession, states may be unable to do more for poor parents, though. Several states have already put funding for early childhood programs on hold. Others are relying on lottery profits and cigarette taxes, even tobacco settlement money, to keep funding levels stable. Again, Virginia Edwards of Education Week.
To me, the bottom line of this report really comes down to this. If states are really serious about school readiness, then quality should be just as important before a child's fifth birthday as after.
Inevitably, says Edwards, states' political commitment to early childhood education will come down to money. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.